From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Market's heading the wrong way.
Yeah, some fairly, what you would call material developments in Ukraine overnight. I have to admit, I did think, and clearly I was misguided, but I did think a diplomatic solution would prevail, but yep. Putin is clearly a very dangerous and unhinged individual. Let's look through market reaction. So these events started to play out or transpired during our trading session, so it tended to overwhelm any of the local market considerations yesterday. So we can forget about the 6,000 plus COVID cases, the botched rat rollout, the local company reporting, all that got put to one side. Actually, Mike, the initial reaction in local markets was at this stage more severe than what we have seen in the US markets overnight. I mean, the New Zealand market fell 3.31%, the Aussie market down just under 3%, but as we speak, the Dow Jones is down about 2%, but the S&P 500 only 0.77, and NASDAQ, when I looked at it a couple of seconds ago, was actually in positive territory. It now has dipped below that. So, but let's try and be objective, Mike. But what does this all mean? Well, I think there are two key issues at this stage, and the first one is just this huge dollop of uncertainty. What happens next? You know, does this escalate? There's plenty of fear about how this emboldens or how it involves other world leaders and to just go and do what they want, or do we see a sort of a block that forms around Russia, i.e. does China step in? We've already seen them say that they will effectively dilute potentially some of the sanctions by taking natural gas from Russia. So you can just offlay it there. So just a huge dollop of uncertainty. And second, the other key issue is the oil price. Oil currently trading, I think the last time I checked, just under $104 or $103.80 or something. You know, I'm trying to work through what other effects, for instance, New Zealand would see from things like sanctions, but that's not immediately obvious. I'm certainly not downplaying the potential of impacts on New Zealand, but I haven't yet been able to ascertain other direct economic impacts. Oil, though, very much central issue. Mm. I mean, you know, you've got, what have we got at the moment? Well, we've got an inflation problem. It's short term, but it's not helpful for inflation and oil price because those higher energy costs feed through into so many other sectors. You know, transport costs feeding right into the supply chain. But one factor that we do have to also build in here, Mike, is this is an overlay on what was already pretty fragile sentiment. You know, we had a bad January in terms of markets, so this is overlaying on top of that. Again, trying to be objective, if I look at the recent reporting season in the US, it was actually generally better than expected. But for the benefit of listeners now, share markets coming off their lows, currencies, some significant moves here. You get this flight to quality at times like this. So New Zealand dollar had been gaining ground against the US, but it was over 68 cents. Major offset overnight, it's now 0.6654, so it's over 150 points lower than that 68 cents. So it's very much a US dollar story. US interest rates slightly lower, not a major move, but a bit of pressure there, and obviously seeing gold a little bit higher as well.
I got to say, I'm with you. I thought they'd stick to the eastern Ukraine area, but clearly wrong. Auckland Airport, what do you expect?
Yeah, well, it obviously continues to be a tough operating environment, so now the clearly illogical and onerous border restrictions continue to be in place, and why they can't open the border today, Mike, is beyond belief. But I say it again, every day counts for businesses like this. Full year, they're talking about an underlying loss guidance of 25 to 50 million because of the border restrictions. First half, underlying loss 11.5 million, no dividend. On a positive note, Mike, though, elsewhere where travel restrictions have been lifted, you do see travel recovery quite quickly. Auckland Airport confident it'll happen here, just not sure when.
Righto, give us some numbers, will you?
Yeah, well, very quickly, as Air New Zealand was out yesterday as well, Mike, so big loss there, and yep. Do expect a capital raising there at some stage. The Dow Jones, as we look at it, is down 690 points, which is about 2%, 32440. The S&P 500 down 0.7%, so down 30 points, 4194. And the NASDAQ, as I look at it now, down 48 points, 12,989. That's only down about 0.4%. The FTSE 100 overnight, though, it got smacked, down 3.8%, 286.7211. The Nikkei lost 1.8%, 25970. Shanghai Composite 1.7%, 3429. The ASX 200 lost, as I said, just under 3%. 6990 was the close there. And the NZX 50, the closing level, 11,732, down 3.31%. Currencies 0.6650 against the US, 0.9325 Aussie, 0.5964 euro, 0.4983 pounds, 76.78 Japanese yen, gold $1,919.24, and as I said, Brent crude $103.17.
Righto, mate. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week. JMIWealth.co.nz and Andrew Callaghan.